The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So my question in this hour is going to be, which is the team in the AFC and the NFC vying for a playoff spot, not clinching yet, which one do you trust the most to get in and do some damage? The team that you trust the most to get in and do something with that. Because if you look at the AFC right now, and we know everybody has been following this, who knows, everybody that is on the outside looking in is all vying for one playoff spot. That's it. One of the wild cards will be either Kansas City or the Chargers. Everybody else, and I'm looking at you, Indianapolis, looking at you, Baltimore, looking at you, Tennessee, and Miami at 7-7. Only one of them is getting in. So which one do you trust the most? Is it the Ravens with a good defense and a rookie quarterback that can run? Is it the Colts who have found a rhythm and playing very good football right now? Is it the Titans? Is it the Dolphins who still don't know who they are quite yet? Which is the team you trust the most? And in the NFC, the same kind of question. Because when you look at the NFC, right, when you look at Seattle at 5-8-6, and then everybody else is at 7-6-1 Minnesota, 7-7 Eagles now with Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles, no less. Washington is at 7-7. Carolina with the win tonight could be 7-7. So which one do you trust the most out of those teams to get in and be kind of a dark horse, kind of a fun team that will make you kind of sweat, make you kind of be worried, even if you were one of the, you know, a Bears or a Cowboys sitting as one of those division winners in that first weekend? We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about some more news and notes from the National Football League from Week 15. Saturday wasn't positioning day. We didn't see teams get eliminated, and we really didn't see the kind of shakeup that we see this late in the season. Yes, the Texans moved ahead of the Patriots, but everything else sort of just kind of hung out and stayed pat a little bit. Is that going to make the next 2 weeks even more exciting? We'll get to all of that coming up. It's Tony D and Ron Culver. It's SB Nation AM on a Football Monday, and we got a lot to get to as we dissect a lot of the games that occurred over the weekend and what they mean as we get ready towards a playoff push. SB Nation Radio, 800-777-2907 on SB Nation Radio.
Every day can't be hat day.
Take off your hat.
Stop worrying about your hairline today by visiting forhims.com/cheer. That's forhims.com/cheer. You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, hit us up on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's. Your team, a wild card fight right now, but if they got in, would make some damage. All right, this is my team. I'll get Ron's in a minute, but I want to give my team. I'm back and forth on this. And at first I said, you know who's my team? The sixth seed in the AFC wildcard that is going to make some noise that could be really dangerous for a team like, let's say, New England, or let's say whoever wins the North, the Steelers. And the reason I said the Steelers was because I don't know if they beat the Saints next week. But if the Ravens go on the road and beat the Chargers, the Ravens will take over the North, and the Steelers will be that sixth team. Maybe, because they'll have to beat Cincinnati next week. But then I paused and said, wait a minute, hold on. I think the team that I think could get in and be really dangerous is Baltimore. Because Baltimore's defense is for real. And there's something about Lamar Jackson. He's playing looser than I think for a rookie quarterback. Yes, he's running the ball, and they don't really have to throw, but those two combinations would make me worried. His ability to make plays and be able to run, and that defense, which is really good. I mean, that defense is legit. If they're a sixth seed and they got to play a Pittsburgh or they got to play a Patriots team right now, I would be very concerned if I was either one of those teams. John Harbaugh coaches very well against Belichick with what personnel he's had. And anytime they play the Steelers, it's always a fight. And they beat them earlier this year, so we'll see. So that's my team, Baltimore. And again, I wouldn't put Pittsburgh past it. Losing to the Saints and then falling back, and if Baltimore wins, they'd be fighting for that sixth spot.
Yep, my wild card team is the Chargers. No. I know that doesn't count in our little scenario. No,
right.
I'm with you. I like Baltimore as well. There's just something about the team, but then I'll fall back on the fact that, okay, if they do end up becoming the sixth seed, right now it looks like they're going to be traveling to New England. If the season was in today, they're playing in New England.
Right.
And I don't trust Lamar Jackson against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's my big
X-factor. That's the only problem. But what I do look at, if a sixth seed happened to be another team and they're traveling, and I'm looking at the fact that they're traveling to New England, because I just think that – you know, they shot themselves in the foot this past week. They had a chance to clinch. They had a chance. I mean, they shot themselves in the foot 2 weeks ago. Who are we kidding? I mean, if one of them could just push someone out of bounds, that game's, you know, Dolphins never have the Miami Miracle.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, that was hat and t-shirt day, and they've had to postpone it again. You know, hat and t-shirt day could have came yesterday. And now it's almost like they need to win and then stuff, other stuff to happen because they just don't want to win the division. The team that I'm curious about being a sixth seed and going up against, you know, I'm assuming the Patriots, because I'm assuming the Steelers are going to win the North. They're going to remain a four seed. But if the Patriots do find their winning ways and the Texans do drop, like we've seen them do before, the Texans will become that third seed. Team that I would think would be really scary that can make some noise would be the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts. Exactly.
We've already seen the Colts go into Houston and win there and win comfortably. And even if you have, even if they have to travel to Gillette Stadium and it's cold, and I mean, we know the Colts are a dome state. You know, what they showed me against Dallas yesterday, the fact that they could just run on a defense that's presumably supposed to be really good. And I don't really know much about the Patriots defense. I mean, I watched yesterday, but still, I really don't have a clue of, like, are they a really good defense? Are they just that typical Belichick defense that gets stuff done?
Well, they've struggled against the run this year. That's been their...
Exactly.
They have struggled against the run.
And then I also... I trust in Captain Andrew Luck.
I do, too. Now, here's the deal. I do, too. And the thing with the Colts is I didn't know what they had, and I didn't know outside of T.Y. Hilton, I didn't know what they had in terms of offensive weapons for Luck this year. And he seems to have made the most out of everything. And again, the back-to-back wins that they've had, because again, I go back to the 5-game win streak where I wasn't that impressed, but it was still a 5-game win streak in the league, and I didn't want to take it away from them. But losing to Jacksonville 6-0, I thought, all right, well, maybe this team isn't as awesome as people want them to be. But going to Houston and beating Houston, that's a real win. Shutting out Dallas, one of the hotter teams coming in, that's a real win. That's a really, really important win. And it showed a couple of things. One, that their defense was tenacious. They got to Dak Prescott. They slowed down. They forced the Cowboys to make some, you know, put them in odd situations they didn't want to really be in, because they put them in situational down and distance. And Andrew Luck is still fantastic. And again, Marlon Mack ran the ball very well against this Cowboys defense. It doesn't usually, does really well against the run, controls teams. That's a good win for the Colts. And I think I don't have a problem with them going to Gillette Stadium and playing a Patriots team. I have no problem.
No, I think that's an entertaining game.
And I think there is a vulnerability now with the Patriots that, again, I will caution people to not get overboard with this, but there is a vulnerability with the Patriots that we are starting to see this season. When have the Patriots completely blown us away? Right, this season, a handful of games, and that's really it.
I don't even know if it's a handful of games.
Maybe that's it.
Because the games where, you know, quote unquote, they've blown us away, were games that they should have won. They should have won handily, and I think that's the big difference. We haven't really seen them, you know, take down a superpower.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Beating the Bears on the road is not a game I would think that they could win handily, and even beating the Packers at the time. By double digits. I mean, we didn't know at the time that the Packers were kind of slacking off a bit.
Yeah,
those
were
two pretty good
wins.
Now
we can look. Now hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, I'm talking about being impressed. I mean, I'm not talking about being impressed when the season's wrapped up and done, and then going back with a fine tooth comb. I'm talking about at the moment when you come on a Monday, when you're thinking that's a really good win, that's a very, very good football team, or that's a very good output. That's a very good, that's a very good a win for them, or they did a really good job. And I think about three times I thought about that with the Patriots, and that was against the Chiefs. And against the Bears and against the Packers, where I said, that's, that's Brady and Belichick doing what they're doing. They haven't lost a step, blah, 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 blah. Those are the only three. I mean, maybe beating the Texans at the beginning of the season, because the Texans were all healthy and fit and everything was
good. I'll give you the Chiefs. I'm not sold on the Bears one. I mean, this is the same team that, beginning of the season lost to the Jaguars.
Maybe so.
And then
maybe
followed
so.
Up losing to the Lions.
So.
I mean, I give you the Chiefs because that was a fun shootout.
And that was a fun shootout.
That was when we were still learning about, this kid named Pat Mahomes. Like,
and it wasn't the deal with the Patriots in that week, though, was I would have been concerned about, okay, boy, we gave up a lot of yardage and we gave up a lot of points in the second half of that game. We had that lead, and that Patriots defense just allowed Kansas City to score 75 yard touchdowns. All of the different ways Patrick Mahomes was able to get the Chiefs back in that game. Because there was a one point where the Chiefs didn't look like it was going to be, all right, night's over. Good luck down the stretch. This is not your night, kid. The Patriots have got this wrapped up, and he fought back in that game, and that would have had me concerned as a Patriots fan. Like that was too easy for the Chiefs to get back into this game. These back-to-back losses have shown a vulnerability with this Patriots team that, again, I don't think we've had in a while. Look, they're 9-5. That means that if they win out, and likely going to do it, they're going to go 11-5. This is a team that goes 13-3. This is a team that goes 14-2. Right now, I'm not, your record is what your record is. It doesn't matter when you get into the postseason. But the reality of it is so uncharacteristic of the way this team has played a lot of times this year, would have me pretty concerned going into the playoffs that there is a vulnerability. And we've said it for years and years and years. There's just going to be a time where Brady is just going to look like an old man playing in this league. It may take till he's 45. It may be when he's 42. But, man, time waits for no man. If he is insistent that his TB12 program and all the training and the diet and everything he's going to do is going to allow him to have a longer career playing as starting quarterback in this modern NFL, but he thinks there's just going to inevitably be that moment where you say, that is an old man playing in this league. That is a man playing in this league that just doesn't have the same zip younger people are getting to him.
But I felt that yesterday there were a couple of moments where we're starting to see that glimpse.
I think we're seeing it, absolutely.
Because there were times where Roethlisberger looked better than him. And Roethlisberger, to me, is almost like the bionic man. I feel like that guy has been injured so often. I mean, I know he hasn't. He hasn't missed a whole lot of game time. But I feel like that he is just one hit away from calling it a career.
Yeah, and that's the problem, right?
You just look at him like he's like, okay, you know, his shoulder is, you know, it's just bone on bone. There's no tendons left. His knees is, you know, pick what it is. And Roethlisberger, every single time he throws the ball, there's pain. Then he needs to go get a cortisone shot after every series. That's how I picture Roethlisberger, where Brady's like, okay, he's a healthy, you know, a healthy 40-something-year-old.
Yeah, and who's
still trying to live the dream.
And I will tell you, I will say this. I get, listen, there's two immediate reactions to what happened yesterday with the Patriots. One, yes, what we've been saying, right? They're vulnerable. They look vulnerable. Then there's going to be the extreme of, oh yeah, they're dead, right? But they're not dead. We know that. But the other side of it is going to be people who are just way, way cautious about this because we've seen the Patriots bounce back and play. Listen, I remember a few years ago, AFC championship game when the Broncos had that high flying offense and they still had a defense that was very daunting and very tough. They got to Brady and they just pounded him into the ground.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I mean, and he kept getting up and he kept getting up and he kept getting up and they kept drilling him into the ground and they were a 2-point conversion away from tying a game they really shouldn't have been in based on how many times that guy went to the turf. And that's the Patriots. That's the Patriots you worry about in the playoffs because there's only been a handful of times in the postseason. There's a lot of, you know, Brady is kind of the Derek Jeter of the NFL. You know, if you look at Jeter's career statistics, there's a whole other page of postseason numbers because he's played in so many postseason games. It's almost another season that Derek Jeter has played postseason games in his career. And Brady is like that. He's played in so many playoff games. It's almost like having a second or third, you know, having an extra two or three seasons on your schedule. It's crazy.
You know, like a LeBron James. They have figured out LeBron has played an entire extra season, almost a season and a half more than any current NBA player.
Yeah, and I think for Brady, it's probably probably a season and a half, right?
At least.
Play, maybe that. I mean, he's been doing this for 18 years, for crying out loud.
And he goes to the playoffs all the time.
And there's only been a handful of times where the Patriots have laid an egg, right? Before the Super Bowl. Even when they've lost in the AFC title game, or even if they lost, so many times you've got to do the super best in order to do something against them. But there have been, you know, I think about a Ravens loss, a Jets loss in his career. You know, this just didn't really play particularly well. But other than that, I mean, it's been high-flying excellence, and that's what I would be concerned about. All right, 800-777-2907. We'll continue the conversation coming up. It is SB Nation Radio on SB Nation AM as we continue to process Week 15 in the National Football League.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Colbert, here's Tony D.
Hey, get off the sidelines to get paid big to play. Whether it's basketball, football, hockey, it's all there at BetDSI. Get front row action to all your favorite teams right now. Make sure you're betting with the best BetDSI, one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. It's the one place you can bet on NFL, NCAA football, Major League Baseball, UFC, NBA, and more. BetDSI has super quick payouts and bonuses and even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Go to SBNationRadio.com. Click on the BetDSI banner. You'll double your first deposit. That's 100% bonus. Join the winning team. That's SBNationRadio.com. Click on the BetDSI banner and use promo code WIN101. That's WIN101. Why leave money on the table when you can double it? Log on to SBNationRadio.com. Click on the BetDSI banner and use our code WIN101. All right, so continuing to process Week 15 in the National Football League. How did San Francisco beat Seattle yesterday, by the way? I didn't get to see any of the highlights of that game as I was sweating out the Steelers' victory.
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins, my man from Southern Miss, baby.
Hey, you know, the guy, straight up, he's a player.
He is. He's really good.
He wants to play.
I know.
And at this point, I mean, watching yesterday's game, He's easily one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the league, I think.
Did they give you that game in Houston as a national game, or did you get a double game because of the Texans were out?
Oh, no, I was, I don't know. I didn't really check. I was on Red Zone.
Oh, you were watching Red Zone. Why would you watch Red Zone when the Steelers and the Patriots were playing?
Because literally there were only two afternoon games.
So watch the Steelers and the Patriots.
You know what? It's fun going back and forth. I got the gist of both games just by watching Red Zone.
I guess.
Not so me. I missed a third and long nobody completed.
Yeah. Oh, well. I sweat out every play. Are you kidding me? I like being... Listen, I don't know, man. It's... I have a friend of mine who was doing the same thing on Facebook yesterday with this... Like, he made comments like when Chris Hogan scored the touchdown, he's like, who could have thought Chris Hogan could torch the Steelers? Oh, wait, everybody, because he did it in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Like, he was like me. I was like, man, we are brothers from another mother. We are exactly the same when it comes to this team. Just waiting for the inevitable. Brady completes a pass to Gronk in the end zone. They go for two, and he finds maybe Edelman, or they just run it in, and the Steelers lose. That was it. I mean, it was just waiting. And then when it was fourth down, he threw the pass. I'm like, oh my God, that's it. They're going to win. Oh my God, they're going to win. Are you kidding me? This is great. I don't know how to handle this. I was like, I'm so used to losing to the Patriots.
You'd already planned on them losing.
I was totally like planning on them
hours,
losing.
24 hours, you know, I mean, Friday, yeah. You're like, they're going to lose. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to live with it.
We kept talking about that as, you know, a path for the Browns to make the playoffs. We said, you know what? Yeah, they Steelers need to lose all three.
Now, if they beat the Saints, I'm going to be just on cloud nine.
Well, I think you should quit football at that point.
I am.
It's not going to get. It's never going to get better. If you beat the Patriots one week and the Saints the following, I would just quit football and say, the Steelers won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For 2018-19.
You know what's funny is the other night there was a video I saw on Twitter from the NFL that they put together, and they had every team in the league and their best walk-off win.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you
as well.
See this?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Except for a few of them did not have a walk-off win. It was just like, here's best touchdown in the last quarter of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna ask some of my friends, like, you know, like my brother, my dad, you know, my friends are like, all right, your team, like, give me the best walk-off win that you think the NFL video crew has determined. Now, I, as a Steeler fan, I knew mine immediately. I knew it would be the Immaculate Reception. I knew that was going to be immediately. But I was secretly hoping that they would have put Roethlisberger a touchdown pass
Santonio
against the Cardinals
Holmes.
To Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, so
I thought that would be the play. Now, listen, Immaculate Reception is great. But my thought process was, again, they didn't go to the Super Bowl. They lost the next week to the Dolphins. That was the perfect season for Miami. So it's awesome. It's a great way. I mean, again, you know, Rooney's in the elevator. He doesn't know what's going on. He just hears the crowd. He gets out. They realize they won. So it's kind of a no-brainer. So I get that. I'm not complaining
about
the decision.
It's history.
Yeah, it's history. It's one of the most. What's one of the most iconic plays in the NFL history? So I knew it was going to get picked.
One of the most watched clips. I mean, every single. I mean, it's like a part of an opening
all the time.
Any type of playoff is that
exactly.
Play.
But the Santonio Holmes catch, that I was really hoping that that's where they'd go. Now, I get it. Those who remember that Super Bowl, remember the Cardinals had a chance, a really good chance of winning that. So they got to midfield, and they got to Kurt Warner. But still, that's kind of where I thought. Because the first one I saw that wasn't like that was the Giants. I was like, okay, I wonder what the Giants, they've got a deep, long history. They've been around forever. What's their walk-off? And it was Plaxico Burress catching the touchdown in Super Bowl 43. And I thought, wait a minute, I remember the Patriots at the end of that game throwing it downfield to Randy Moss and almost pulling off an upset. So, I mean, or at least getting back in the game and winning that game outright. So,
yeah, it was almost like they were missing the term walk-off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Walk-off, like, yeah. Doesn't allow the other team to get the ball and, like,
right.
You know, they'd have a chance
to
beat
you. That was the problem with some of those plays I'm watching. It was like, wait, that's, you know, there's like 8 minutes in the fourth quarter. It's just I guess, you know, some teams just aren't lucky enough.
But don't you think, and I was thinking about this watching that, because I watched that video. Don't you, every team has had a walk-off win, right? Is there an NFL team that you think has never, ever had in the history of its franchise a game-winning kick Even if it's a worthless, we're 4-10, and we,
they were more focused on touchdowns.
Oh wait, no, they had a couple field goals, did they not?
I thought in that game, maybe.
I don't know.
Let me get the IT.
But my thought was there's got to be a, every team's had one, even if it's worthless, even if it doesn't matter, even if it doesn't mean anything. Every team had one. But if you're looking for like its most iconic one in history, yeah. So that was a really fun video. It was 8 minutes long, and I watched the whole thing.
You couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop watching it.
But it was one of those things. You're like, oh, I'm just curious. I'll put it on for a second, and then you just kept going and going. You're watching like, this is fantastic.
This is great. You can do it. They did a lot of detail. I wonder if they had a meeting with everybody and was like, let's talk about this, or did they just tell some intern, find some clips. Go to the archive and find some clips of some
How much fun would that be, though? You could be sitting in a room like, let's do this, let's do that. I did something similar with my brother once, where we compiled like our top, because we're both soccer nuts.
Right.
And I said, let's put together like our list of top goals. And we had a very eerily similar list. I mean, it makes sense for brothers. We watch a lot of the same thing. But, it was kind of like that, sitting in a room together.
Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Congratulations to Fresno State, Tulane, Georgia Southern, Appalachian State, and Utah State. All won their bowl games over the weekend. Yay! On Saturday, 5 games to open up the bowl season. You know what's coming up next? What our bowl schedule countdown, USA? The UAB Blazers will take on Northern Illinois in the Boca Raton Bowl. And that apparently is in Boca Raton. So good for them. UAB, by the way, is an interesting story. I don't know if people know about this. UAB's football program closed down for a couple of years. And they just recently brought it back. It had ran out of funding. And then they shut it down. And then a bunch of boosters and alumni were like, no, we want football. And they raised the money to get it, and they just came back. So they had all these kids transfer out because they wanted to play football, and the school had shut down the program. And then Bill Clark gets it back, and he's in two years, he had them winning the West Division, I should say, in Conference USA at 7-1 in conference, and then winning their bowl game. So God bless them. 2 years back after being on hiatus for a while. So there you go. Bowls this weekend. I didn't see any of the bowl games this weekend. I saw a little bit of the Tulane game. Only because I was flipping through the channels.
Yeah, I didn't watch one bowl game this week.
No, I'm not watching those yet. Let me look at the schedule real quick. The first bowl game that I have any interest in, that I will absolutely say, okay, I got to settle in and watch.
Is next Saturday's Dollar General Bowl.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's see here. Wednesday, there's San Diego State and Ohio. Nope. Marshall in South Florida. Nope. Florida International Toledo. Nope. Western Michigan BYU. Nah. Saturday, Memphis Wake Forest. No. Houston and Army. That should be good. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. But still, not really. Let's see, Minnesota, Georgia Tech. Nope. I'm already to the 27th of December, and I haven't found one that blows me away. Vanderbilt and Baylor. All right. Texas Bowl. That was in Houston. Maybe I'll watch that Thursday night. Purdue versus Auburn. West Virginia, Syracuse. That's very interesting to me. I like that one. That's the Camping World Bowl in Orlando. Iowa State, Washington State. Okay. Two ranked teams. All right. Florida, Michigan. We're getting better. South Carolina, Virginia in the Belk Bowl in Charlotte. I'll take that. Arkansas State, Nevada. No. All right. That's about it. And then Oklahoma and Alabama, which is what I love. And Notre Dame and Clemson. So there you go. It took me a while to find the bowl game that really piqued my interest. Are you going to go to the Houston Bowl? Whatever that one's called?
No.
The Texas Bowl?
I have no idea.
The Outdoors Texas Bowl. Baylor and Vanderbilt. Don't go see Vanderbilt. Ugh. See Baylor, but don't go see Vanderbilt. I used to go to the Music City Bowl, but I don't... It used to be a good matchup. They would have an ACC team against an SEC team. And they used to be pretty good matchups. And we'd go to the Music Bowl, and we stopped going. They're not cheap. You'd think it would be cheap. The tickets were expensive. And usually it's teams you don't really, you know, you're not really following. It's not local. So you're not really rallying the troops. You're just going to watch football. But, yeah. So we had 5 bowls over the weekend. We got one coming Tuesday. So what is your dog story from over the weekend?
All right. So my son had a baseball tournament this weekend, right?
And he always has a baseball tournament this weekend. It's almost a prerequisite when you tell your weekend stories.
It is. And so games on Saturday were at, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. We didn't get home until late. You know, by the time we got home, it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock after this game. Because where the field was about an hour, 15 minutes away. And it took us a while to get home. We had to get some food for the kids and blah, 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 whatever. So we didn't get home until late, and I didn't realize at this moment that we didn't have dog food. So, and our dog had been in a crate for most of the day, and I felt bad about that. So we, let the dog out and, played with him for a little bit. The following day, we had to get up. For me, it felt normal. I got up at my normal time to get ready for the game because he had an 8 o'clock game. Like I said, it's an hour and 15 minutes away, and we're sitting there going, it's like, God, we don't have food for the dog. So my wife just looked in the fridge and says, what do we have in the fridge that we can feed our dog? And we took our dog back to college pretty much because what we gave him was leftover cold pizza.
Okay.
Is that bizarre? That was his dinner.
No.
That was his food. We just literally went into the refrigerator, grabbed some cold pizza, and went, here you go, pup.
Was the dog happy? Did it appear to enjoy such a cuisine?
I don't know if he even tasted it.
Just woofed it down.
He just woofed like most dogs do. You give him something like that, he just goes crazy. Like, are you serious? I better eat this now before they change their mind.
I think you did the right thing. I think you
cold pizza, right?
Yeah, I mean, run out to the store and get dog food when you have cold pizza.
There was no chance of running out to the store.
Well, they think you did the right thing because you didn't want to starve the dog.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't want Peter coming after me saying you can't feed him table food. That's bad for a dog.
That's the problem.
I looked at him like, hey, there's pepperoni and sausage on it. There's meat.
Yeah,
cheeses.
The dog will eat it.
Cheeses, from animals. Might be some spices on there.
I mean, am I missing something? Is cold pizza or is,
I don't
or
know. I just
carbohydrates? We were, is that a bad thing for a dog?
Just talking about that was a bizarre moment, but it was desperate times called for desperate measures. I mean, we now have dog food, so don't worry. But it was like just some cold pizza.
That seems fine with me. That's what I would have done.
Seems okay, yeah? All right, good. I feel much better about it. I was a little worried. I'm like, am I messing up with my dog? I mean, now he's not going to eat normal food.
No. He'll, I think you're safe there.
No, to make up for it, my wife found it was on sale. Those little cans of dog food, like the wet food.
Yeah.
So she found little cans that she can mix with his regular dry food. Kind of make up for, I'm sorry for giving you cold pizza and, not being around this weekend.
I watched one of those CNBC business shows where they're like, this is a struggling business. This CNBC personality is going to come in and save the day. And it was a company. And all they did was make sure that their store, that you would go there and only thing you could buy was amazingly healthy dog food. Without all the other crap that comes with dog food. And I thought to myself, isn't that pretty much dog food? But they were like, nope, it's all of this stuff that they didn't want to give your dog. And this was a place that you could come to. It was expensive, but it was worth it if you wanted to give you. And I thought, I didn't even think about it. I have a dog. I get a dog food. Woof. That's it. Good night. I never even thought about all of the ingredients that make it natural or whatever it is. It's like the dog likes it, eats it, goes out and does his business and lives happily ever after. I didn't know it was interested in making sure it really came from real beef and real chicken and real fish or whatever it was.
No, the thing I think about, I mean, you know, if you go, if you have the extra funds to go to a pet store to go buy dog food from them, good on you. Because that is expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And I'm sitting there looking at my
dog. Only the best for my dog. All right, well, that's good for you.
I'm looking at my dog like, dude, this is the same guy who drinks out of the toilet.
Yeah, I don't need
If he ran out of water in the backyard, he's drinking out of a dirty puddle because it rained the day before.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He's fine.
My dog eats grass. What am I going to do?
Exactly. So, why am I going to spend, you know, more money?
I don't
want to
be a bad dog owner, but...
No, but I mean, hey, there comes a point, man. It's like, you know, $20 for a small bag of dog food. It's like, forget it.
I remember my wife wanted to get the kids a dog. They've been begging for a dog. And I said, nope, I don't want a dog. Don't want a dog. I'm not, because I was working from home at the time. And I was like, I'm the only one that's going to be taking care of it. It's a puppy. I don't want to pick up after it. I don't want to clean up after it. I don't want to walk it. The kids are not going to do this. I know my children better than they know themselves. They're not going to want to keep this. So we get the dog anyway, because I was overruled. I said, fine, right? So the kids, first couple times, they're walking it, they're taking care of it, right? And then they start slacking off, and they start forgetting about it. And I said, I told you. I said, I've been doing all this stuff. I told you. So, I said, I don't want this dog around. I was making a mess everywhere, and I wasn't a big dog person at the time. But the one thing that the dog and I would do is we'd go out in the backyard, and I would usually read. I'd spend some time in the afternoon on my backyard patio, and I'd read, and the dog would run in my backyard back and forth like crazy, and she was just so excited to be back there. And it was kind of neat. You know, it's basically our time in the backyard on a nice day. So we found a family that wanted to take the dog off our hands because, I told my kids I'm not going to have the dog. Well, as soon as the dog left, I missed the dog terribly. And we gave the number to the family that said, if this dog is a problem, because my dog would pee and poo everywhere, all over the house. Couldn't potty train that thing if it was to save your life. And we basically got the family called back up and said, yeah, the dog is just can't be potty trained. And we have a little kid and we thought this would work out. It's not. Can you take the dog back? And we were like, yeah. So my wife surprised me with the dog back and she's been with us ever since. So I became a dog person, even though I was the big grouch in the family. I didn't want it. So I only didn't want it because I knew my kids wouldn't do everything with it. I knew like after a while they'd be like, this dog is
exactly
annoying.
That's every. Yeah. Every pet we've ever owned is like, yeah. It always looks like, I don't want it. They're like, oh, no, they'll promise you the moon. You're like, yeah,
exactly.
When can I set my watch on this one? I can guarantee the date I'm taking care of the dog.
Yeah. And then my son, like a few years later, he's like, can I have a tarantula? And I'm like, a tarantula? Really? You're going to take it for a dog?
No.
What do you think? You're going to give you a spider? what's the matter with you? Like a snake? What do you think? You're just going to leave it open. It's going to slither all over the house for crying out loud. No, you're not getting one of these exotic reptiles. Are you kidding? Forget it. I don't want to find it in my toilet. All right. When I wake up in the middle of the night. Are you kidding? Yeah. My kids and pets. And some kids are great with them. Some kids, man, you got to be careful. All right. 800-777-2907. Tony D, Ron Gulliver, SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Kurz from Let's Talk Wheels. We're brought to you by our great friends at Jeep. I've got a safety tip for you today. The holiday shopping season is underway and few are aware of how dangerous parking lots can be. 1 in 5 auto accidents occur in parking lots. The Safety Council says it's because drivers aren't paying attention. Well, duh. The numbers show that 1/3 of the drivers are on the phone when they're looking for a parking space. It seems that since we're driving in a parking lot, we think it's okay to talk and text. That seems about right since 60,000 people are injured in parking lots every year. I used to tell my kids that people drive like idiots in parking lots, and it looks like the numbers say the same thing. So, folks, please be aware when you're shopping, because not only do you have to worry about being robbed, you have to worry about being run over. Please be aware and make it a great holiday season. This is Mike Kurz from Let's Talk Wheels. You're watched by our great friends at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's letstalkwheels.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
It's the Jeep Big Finish event. The perfect time to get a great deal on capable Jeep brand vehicles. But why limit yourself to a white Christmas when you can take in breathtaking red rocks with Jeep Cherokee's available legendary 4x4 capability? Head towards blue waters with Jeep Compass's innovative technology and connectivity. Check out a shimmering light show in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or make it a white one through snow-covered hills in Jeep Wrangler 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Hurry into the Jeep Big Finish event for great deals and make your next adventure the most colorful ever. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Allow me to transfer over to the NBA for a quick second, just for this little segment, because I want to give props to the Denver Nuggets. Last night, they beat the Toronto Raptors, who have the best record in the NBA. And they beat them pretty handedly. They beat them by 9, 95 to 86. They held the Raptors to 86 points. The Nuggets are a basketball team without a major superstar. Now, you can argue Nikola Jokic is on the verge, but he's definitely not up there yet. They are a team that ranks in the top 10 both offensively and defensively. And here's the great thing about them is they're really fun to watch because they can score points, and they score points in a bevy of different ways, and they play really good defense. So this is a team that beat Oklahoma City. Now, they've beaten everybody. They've beaten Oklahoma City twice, right? They have the best record right now in the Western Conference. Now, I don't think it's going to last, but right now, this team of second-tier stars in this league are now the number one team in the West. When you look at the Western Conference, it starts with the Denver Nuggets, of all people. It's a half-game lead over Golden State, and eventually Golden State will probably take that over, and the Nuggets might hover around 4 or 5 by the time the postseason rolls around, and maybe they completely collapse. But right now, in December, when a lot of people aren't paying attention to the NBA, when people kind of waiting for this to sort out, when it gets to March and then really gets going before we head to the playoffs, hey, I don't know when I'm going to be able to say this. I don't know when I'm going to be able to exclaim this. This is a team that I'm a big NBA guy since I was a kid. And when I moved to Denver, I latched onto the Nuggets, as terrible as they were before they got Carmelo Anthony. And I've been waiting for a team like this to emerge. It's been a long, long time. Again, I don't know how long it lasts, but right now, after beating Toronto and after beating Oklahoma City in back-to-back games, the Denver Nuggets are the number one seed right now in the Western Conference. Hang on to it as long as you can, Nuggs. I don't know when it's going to come away to get taken away from you, but right now you deserve credit for being 20-9 in the top team in the West and beating the top team in the East. SB Nation Radio on SB Nation AM, rolling along on a football Monday.